Now we're live.
Okay, now we're live. Okay. So we got an interesting thing here. It's in Parak Rishon, Mishnah Yud. Okay. Let me just see. Is there somebody calling? Here we go. Okay. You made it. Okay, so it's Parak Rishon Mishnah Yud. So this is a very interesting thing. Okay, Mishnah says like this: Shmaya Vavtalian Kibu Mehen Shmaya Omer. Okay, Eho Vesa Malacha. Okay, a person should love work. Okay, funny, very, very not too popular a Mishnah, you know. I don't see people. What's that?
Which Mishnah is it?
It's Perek Rishon, you know, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud.
Yeah.
So he says,
"Don't see too many people." What
did
you say?
Quoting this one: "Eho v'esam alacha." Love, the person should love work. I've heard a person should love learning, love this, love that. Work, not doesn't usually make the top ten. You know, you tell a rabbi wants to give a sermon. Should love work. I mean, you know, love gemilas chesed, love this, but work.
So I got you $1 million, what's the first thing you do? Quit my job.
Right, exactly. Right. That's right. Okay, if you want, a person wants to become perfected, he should love his work. You don't, right? So what is the thing here? So if you take a look at Rashi, he quotes a Gemara in Pesach. Okay, so Rashi says, K'da'amar mar, pshot nevelta b'shuka, a person should skin a hide in public in the shuk and not say I'm a great person. Right? In other words, it's a degrading type of a thing, the lowest job. Okay, a person in, you know, with a sense of dignity doesn't you know, go to 4 years of college to become a guy, right? Okay. It's not exactly the higher echelons of society, right? But the Gemara says that a person should do that and not say, oh, this is beneath me. I'm an important person. Okay, shouldn't do that. Okay. So Rashi goes on and says, "Why should mitoch shehu tarad achar mezod nosav lo yaveli de listus?" Okay, so because of his, he's diligent and he makes sure that he can make a living, even if it's, you know, an undesirable way, okay, or in society it's not looked up to. But nevertheless, lo yavelu de listus, he won't have to steal. Okay, and enu mispanis mitoch kupashon tzedaka. Okay, he won't have to take from tzedaka. Okay, so it would seem that this is a good thing. I mean, it's a good practical advice. If a person, many people that are unemployed, but as we know, there are many jobs in society. I mean, I think that this is a common thing, right? They, when you look at the state of affairs, you see like 48% of the people are, or whatever the number is, I don't want to, you know, malign the, or exaggerate the situation, but, right, there's a large percentage of people that are unemployed, right? And they say, well, there's no jobs in the economy, there's no, we can't find work. I mean, the truth of the matter is, there's plenty of work. I mean, it's just, those people don't want to do those jobs. You know, I mean, landscaping, you know, cutting grass. There's plenty of jobs that people could have, but they don't want these jobs because these are beneath them. These are low paying. If people will see them out cutting somebody else's lawn, they're going to laugh at them. So a person doesn't want to be laughed at. Okay? But that's exactly what the Mishnah is referring to. That this is a job, you should take it, and what's the alternative? The alternative is you're going to have to, one way or another, it doesn't mean necessarily you're going to go and rob a bank, But one way or the other, you're going to have to find some kind of scheme, some kind of underhanded thing to get money. Okay? Like you find people, that's you know, people do things that, you know, nobody knows what they're doing, but somehow or other, they're then caught that they were embezzling money or breaking some kind of law. Why are they getting these things? Because I can't make a living. He has to find some kind of gimmick that nobody else is doing because it's illegal, and that's the way the guy can make a living. Right? Okay, so that would seem to be very good practical advice. Okay? But then the next part of Rashi, the next line of Rashi, he says, V'yom av marichin. And he's going to have a long life. Okay, here already we have a promise that somehow, you know, up till now, makes perfect sense. Right? Person gets a job so he could make a living. But where do you have any evidence that this will extend a person's life? Now, that seems to be going a little far. Right? A person can be guaranteed a longer life because of this. I mean, I think that, you know, we may be stretching the bounds of reasonableness here. Right? So that's an interesting thing. That Rashi says that. You know? That's an interesting thing. And then he quotes Mishle, and he quotes a pasuk, and it says, "V'soni matanos yechya." Okay, so Mishle says that a person that hates gifts will live.
Yeah.
Right? A person that hates gifts is going to live. Now, first of all, I mean, hating gifts. I mean, a gift is not really tzedakah. I mean. Wait, what? You know, he's bringing it in here. I mean, a person could love gifts. Doesn't mean that he's going for tzedakah or that he's stealing. He may have a very good job, but he likes gifts. Everybody likes get a gift. Mm-hmm. But Mishle is saying that if a person hates a gift, he will live a long life. Right?
It's weird also that he's talking
about dependence on that person. Why does a person love a gift? It's a dependent personality. It means to say he's looking for to be supplied by other people. He's looking for that coming in. He's looking for the goods coming in. Okay, a person that is totally independent, an independent-minded person, does not look to other people for anything. You know what I mean? He doesn't look to other people for anything because his security lies elsewhere. But if a person loves a gift, it means that he feels a certain dependence on others. That's the love of the gift. Right?
So what if you just appreciate it? Is that when you receive a nice gift?
Nice right, thing? So there is a... You have to be polite, right. But it means a person that loves a gift. Right?
Why do I have to be Sony Matana?
Yeah, why do you have to be Sony Matanas?
Right, like Sam was saying, right?
Well, does it mean a specific Matana, or it means in general you should be Sony the idea of Matana, that you would be supported through that?
What's that? Does it mean what?
Does it mean like you're sone each matana you get? Like, I hate this thing. Or are you saying you're just sone the institution of matana?
Yeah, I mean, what does it mean, sone matanos? It means it's an attitude.
Right.
Right? That's what Mishle is saying. There's a certain attitude. If a person loves a gift, it means it's an attitude that exists in his mind. Why is he so happy when he got a gift? Because really he's looking to have that permanent state. He's really underneath. He would love to be taken care of. But you can't. In reality, you can't. You can't be taken care of. You have to take care of yourself. But a person would like to revisit the situation when he's a child and the parent takes care of him. You see? Now you can't do that. But there is a moment that you could momentarily relive that situation. When somebody gives you a gift. Somebody gives you a gift, it means that this is a totally free thing that this person is supplying you with, and you're the recipient. You are the recipient, and you didn't have to do anything to get it. It was totally just handed down to you. That's for a moment the person can relive what he once had, where he's a total state of being taken care of and catered to, and I don't have to worry about anything. Now, if the gift is large enough, of course, and you could really, the larger the gift is, the more he's getting close to that situation. But even a small gift in the mind is a reminder of that situation. You know what I mean? So it means if a person is happy they got the gift, it means that in his mind, he does have that element that he'd love to be taken care of. He has that dependent element in his mind. You know what I mean? So it's really an attitude. It doesn't mean when a guy gives you a gift, you say, hate this. Can't stand it. You know what I mean? But it means to say it's an attitude. He doesn't really get a thrill out of it. That's what it means.
So what's the yichya?
What's the yichya? It's a good question.
Well, I guess a question on that. Would the same apply to, like, if there's no giver, if you just find something, you know, you find money? So, I guess the idea, we're not saying that you shouldn't accept gifts, and likewise, we wouldn't say you shouldn't take the money if you find it.
Right.
But you shouldn't, like, I don't know, you should sort of be, like, annoyed at the injustice that you didn't earn it. Is that the same
thing? You could say that. That's true.
Why is that unjust?
I don't know if unjust is the right word.
But it's really, again, it's an attitude. If a guy finds an Aveda and goes, yippee! You know what I mean? It's an internal attitude. It's not something I could say, okay, I found an Aveda. Let me not get too excited. Just slowly grab that. Okay. You know what I mean? It's just an indicator. It's indicative. If a person sees he's overly excited, then he should think to himself, well, apparently I have this element in my mind. Maybe I could do something about it, maybe I can't. But it's just giving him knowledge, information about the self. If he's excited, if you trace that back, you'll see that comes from a certain dependence.
Right.
And the guy who would be less excited would be the guy who mentally is independent. To him, okay, I found it, right? You know what I mean? But that's the point it's trying to get across. That it's indicative of a certain frame of mind.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
So, putting the yichya aside for a second. So, the Rambam said, though, that you should, put aside the matanos and just be poteach l'Hashem. But still, so how do you reconcile the fact that still you have to be dependent on yourself? Like, being independent means you have to... Meaning you still have to place a certain amount of security in your own ability. So ultimately, it's not going to be purely boteach l'Hashem.
Yeah, so, you know, what you're asking is, if a person's boteach l'Hashem, isn't that also a state of dependence? It's just, he's switching the dependence of man, he's switching it to God. I mean, is he in other words, is a person that's Bateach Hashem, is that an independent-minded person? If he's really Bateach Hashem, so maybe you'll argue he's not independent. I mean, is that what you're asking? What he said?
Not really. Okay, but I mean, that's a good question, too.
Yeah, what are you asking? You're asking...
I was asking, is it bad that to have security in yourself? As an independent person, now you rely on yourself. You don't rely on other people's matanos. So does that have some kind of... Is that a negative kind of psychological thing?
To be dependent, to have self-dependence.
Because it could lead... You could think about yourself like, oh, I'm in control.
Right. Okay, that's a good question. A person that's self-reliant. Is that a unrealistic type of attitude? Is that something that will lead to false type of security?
Do you mean either way or not about that question? What difference does it make which person you feel dependent on, either yourself or others? Either way, you're not about that question. So why are you any better off if you think that you're independent?
Right, but
dependent on another guy, you're still not about half Hashem.
But it does seem to be they have a thing like that in Pirkei Avos, that you should have your own job, you should find the trade. So the question is why? Shouldn't it be the same thing? Right. Either way, it's not about half Hashem.
No, it's designed like in about half Hashem. If a person wants to be independent, have his own job, take care of everything on his own, is that a lack of about half Hashem?
Why would it be?
Then you have to be dependent on something. Mm-hmm. Either dependent on God, yourself, or others. So the way we're saying it now is hate gifts so that you're not dependent on others. Mm-hmm. Being an independent guy, you're dependent on yourself. So you're equally not dependent on God. And the Rambam was saying the problem is that you're not a Botach Hashem. So isn't it an equal problem?
Now you just feel like you're creating everything for yourself?
Right.
Mm. Yeah, but that's kind of crazy, because anyone's gonna, you know, think that he can take care of everything, be just be self-sufficient, is just not seeing the reality that, like,
right.
Plenty of things outside of him that he has absolutely no control of.
Well, same thing with the guy who's dependent on other people. I'm saying, like, then you can ask the question on the whole thing. Same
so
thing.
So let's put that question.
We're just talking about a feeling that a guy has. So a guy gets money from other people, and now he feels like these other people are taking care of him. If he's working on his own, he feels like he's taking care of himself. We're not talking about like him being already perfected. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about how he's going to have the same problem.
Right, do we just have a prejudice for independence? In other words, why are we saying, oh, dependence, bad. Right. Independence, good. I mean, is that just a bias? Like, we want to be independent? Okay, mm-hmm. If a guy wants to be dependent, that's his thing. In other words, why is there a bias in favor of independence?
Should just be do what I can, and then you know I'll be with Baruch Hashem. That's what it should really be.
Right. It should really be based on what you really are. Are you a dependent? Or are you an independent? If you're a dependent and you want to believe you're an independent, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. And if you're an independent and you want to be a dependent, that's equally incorrect. Right? So there really should not be a bias for one over the other. It should depend on the reality. What does reality tell you? You know what I mean? So that's really what we're saying. We're not saying there is a bias for independence versus dependence. But we're saying the dependence of a person that's an Oev Matana, the reason why that's bad is because it's not real. It's an image in his mind. It is not real. The thing you're dependent upon doesn't exist. That's the problem. But if you truly are dependent, whatever conditions, situations you are dependent upon, so then a person has to realize that dependence. A person has to recognize that he is, in some sense, he is dependent. And in some sense, he's independent. And whatever sense he is, each one, he must have an accurate recognition of that. So that's what the Rama means. The Rama means he should have bitachon b'Hashem, meaning he should have a recognition that ultimately his existence and his fate depends upon God. But that doesn't counter the other idea that he also must have a recognition that insofar as he can act, He creates his own destiny also. Right. Now, since he has Bechira, insofar as the way he guides his life is totally his own. But insofar as his existence and the conditions in which he exists, that depends upon God, because God's the source of the conditions of his existence. But how he utilizes those conditions, that's totally dependent upon him. That's Bechira. So therefore, there are two different frameworks. In each framework, he has to act accurately. Now the problem is when he's a ohev matana, then he's acting in his framework, his own framework, not in the framework of God. He's acting in his own framework, and he's choosing to be dependent. That's the framework. He must be independent.
You're saying that has nothing to do with bitachon.
Has nothing to do with bitachon.
The Rambam says the pasuk says sonu matana siyichu because. You're lacking in
bitachon. That's right. In other words, what he's doing is he's taking an area which should be his own, is contingent on his own bechira, and he is going for other people.
What does that have to do with bitachon? You could be dependent on other people instead of
that's a dependence. That's a false dependence.
What does that have to do with bitachon? You could still say. There, bitachon means that God is the ultimate cause, and whatever we do, we're the proximate cause. Right?
No, that's not what bitachon means. Bitachon means that bitachon means that God is the cause of our existence. Okay, but in our life, we are the causes. We have bechira. Okay, so insofar as our life choices are concerned, that's totally up to us.
So it's a violation in bechira. To go to some other guy, to be dependent on some other guy?
I'm not saying that. I don't want to get into a big thing of Bechir and Bitachon. All I'm saying is that when a guy loves a present, you see, the reason why that is a bad type of dependence is because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Okay? Because that guy really is not going to take care of him. And he, in his mind, is looking for somebody out there that could take care of him. And it doesn't exist.
What do you mean he's not going to take care of him?
Nobody is going to take care of you. That's a situation that a person had when he was 3 years old, and now the man is an adult. Nobody could take care of you. A person is going to have to function for himself. Okay? And when a person sees a matan and gets excited, that's a momentary thing that he's in his mind, he's creating a certain reality that doesn't exist. Like somebody's going to come along and help me and take care of me, and it doesn't exist. Okay, but in reality, the person is going to have to function on his own. Okay?
What do you mean? Let's say the gift is, I will take care of you for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
what's that?
You're like picking a gift, or like it's wrapped in a box with a bow on top.
See, and that's okay if a guy comes along and says, here's $5 million. That's it. You're taken care of. That's fine. That's a realistic situation. So then, of course, the guy shouldn't say, oh, one second. I hate my tunnels. I'm not taking the $5 million. That's crazy. Right? A guy wants to give you money so that a guy can run the rest of his life. That's very good. But that's not an attitude. That's what I'm trying to say. That's not an attitude. That's a realistic situation. The love of a matana, it means that he can't function on his own. He can't do anything unless the guy comes along $5 million. It means his attitude is he has a love of dependence. You see, the guy who gets $5 million because somebody appreciates him and gives him the money, he doesn't have a love of dependence. If that guy didn't come along, he'd take care of things on his own. He wouldn't be shattered. A guy who's a love of dependence can't operate. He needs welfare. He needs to be taken care of. He can't function on his own. That's the difference. Okay, so if a person could function on his own, but he has a situation where somebody wants to be a patron and give him $5 million and that's it, he's set. That has nothing to do with his internal mindset. That's a reality. That's fine. But if his internal mindset is, I need a patron. I can't operate on my own. You see? That's what the Mishra is talking about.
Right.
And that is a person that has that mind frame is traced back because he can't get out of his childish frame of mind. That's a childish frame of mind. Okay, that's all it's saying. Okay, and a realistic, an adult frame of mind is to have a true recognition of where the source of your existence arises. That is, if a person, let's put it this way, if a person can't have bitachon in God, you see, according to the Rambam, it results from this also. It means he has a childish, dependent frame of mind. and he needs as his source of bitachon a person. See, God doesn't. The reason why a person can't have bitachon in God is not because he's an independent minded person. It's because he's a dependent minded person. An independent minded person could recognize, hey, there's a God, and he is the one that gave me existence. I have to have bitachon in him. That's an independent minded person. A dependent person can't do that. Why can't he do that? Because God doesn't fulfill his need for dependence. He has to have something that's a security blanket that he feels is taking care of him. God is not a security blanket. God doesn't follow those rules. Okay, God, there's a certain system of hashgacha, but it doesn't follow. His desire for dependence won't be satisfied by bitachon and Hashem. Their idea of bitachon and Hashem is the same bitachon that they have in the parent when they were 3 years old, and Hashem is just a substitute for the parent. That's not bitachon Hashem. That's not what the Rambam means by bitachon Hashem.
It's just as imaginary.
It's an imaginary. It's an imaginary thing. And that type of bitachon is it's a totally imaginary thing. That's correct. Okay? That is really a dependent personality. So a person that can't accept the idea of God, you see, it's because really he's a dependent personality, not independent. You see? And God, he fights the idea of God, because if that's what I have to rely on, I'm in trouble. I mean, where am I going to get my security? You see? But a person that's not looking for security, but realizes this is a realistic thing, that there is a source of the universe, he would have bitachon. Okay? He would have bitachon. So that's what the Rambam means. It means a realistic bitachon, not an imaginary bitachon.
So, yeah. Are we saying, I guess, like that bitachon is just a recognition that there are certain things that are not in your control?
That's right.
And those things are in God's control.
Those things emanate from God. Exactly right.
So real dependence, like dependence that really reflects the situation.
That's a real external dependence, but not an internal dependence.
Okay.
You see, that's what Mishra is saying. The internal dependence is the false thing.
It's just an emotion.
That's just an emotion. And that stems from something that really doesn't exist anymore. But the external dependence, absolutely. Externally, you're dependent. 100%. And if you fail to recognize that, it's because you have a distortion in your ideas of dependence. You're internally really distorted with regard to dependence.
Right. I mean, if you're dependent on another person, then you don't recognize what's out of his control.
That's right, exactly.
So you can't possibly have a bitachon.
That's right. That's right, exactly. You're looking at him like a real source of bitachon. That's crazy. That's the thing. So it's really the exact opposite. When a person can't have bitachon about Hashem, you have two extremes. A person who can't have bitachon about Hashem, and then a person has a crazy emotional bitachon. They're really both the same,
right.
Entirely.
Right. They satisfy the same thing.
They satisfy the same thing. But the guy that has no bitachon, you look at, oh, because that guy is an independent guy. He's confident. He doesn't need anything. No.
He's usually better off than the other guy, but practically.
Right. Okay, but that's the thing. This is an interesting thing. It's an internal state. Right?
That's how
it's very good. The Rambam is very, spells it, you know, he. Yeah.
So that's how Ahovas HaMalacha is the positive side of Sonei Matan Sichu. That if you think that the work that you do is good,
that's
and
right.
you can do it and it will bring you gains,
that's right, exactly.
Then you'll be in a frame to have bitachon.
Very good.
Like a worthwhile activity.
It's a worthwhile activity, and it is something that gives a person independence. Gives a person, right? Very good. Now the thing is, that's Sonei Matana, the Malach, right? Now why doesn't a guy, why can't a guy do that really? Why can't a guy go out and cut grass or do a menial thing? Because he's really a dependent. Because what happens is he's worried people are going to look at him and laugh.
What do you care about those people? They're not going to. They're not giving you anything. They're not giving you a source of anything. What are they a source of? What do you care about them?
The answer is he can't, because he's dependent on their opinion of him.
Right.
He is worthless if they say he's worthless. And if they say he's good, then he's good. So that's a dependent, that's not an independent person. It means his whole value and his self-worth is dependent on their what they think of him. That's a dependent person. So that's a zang. That a guy that can't love his work because other people don't love it, he's working for the other people. He is a dependent person. That's right. He's operating on a childish frame of mind. You see, with a parent, he looks at the parent. Oh, is the parent like this? Oh, not happy with that. This is not good.
Very good. Exactly. I was initially bothered because, like, a lot of gifting is not for the gift per se, but it's just like a tangible kind of like a symbol of the person's what the right word is, like appreciation of you,
right.
Or
right.
Whatever it is. So
right.
That's dependence.
That's that.
Depends on the other person's approval.
That's right. The other person's approval. That's right. You need the other person's approval. That means you're needy. That's why a guy can't go out to work. But if a guy could do a menial task, so it means to say that his sights are focused correctly. You know, he knows he needs this. He's got to do this in order to function. And that's it. He's not going to worry about the glares of other people. See, that's an independent-minded person. Okay. That's very good. It's good. It's good toy. Right. In the Rambam, you see the Rambam, that was at the end of Zechiyah Matan. The Rambam, isolates that point. He points to that thing right there. That's the lack of bitachon. Okay. So what do you say about your question? That so why is that Yichya?
Well, does it necessarily mean a like that's a bracha, or does it mean it's a natural thing? Yeah.
Okay, let's say natural.
So you could say that since that dependent situation is not, that's just a fantasy you have, so it's not going to get you anywhere.
Okay.
But if you're Sonny Monotonous, that leads you to be independent. That's
take care of yourself.
Right.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to succeed.
Right.
That's right. Whereas the other really is a handicap. It prevents the person from flourishing in this world. That's exactly right. Interesting thing, if you take a look at Rashi, he says an interesting thing. First one was son and matan Yechia, but then he goes Yikia kapecha is in Tehillim kuf chav ches Yigia kapecha kisochal. Person should eat or should sustain himself from the work of his hands. Ashrecha v'tov loch, so he'll be happy and it'll be good for him. Okay. So Rashi says Yigia kapecha hanene miyigia kapo. Person that benefits from his own work, nochal shnei olamos. So he inherits two worlds. Right? What does it mean, two worlds?
Live well in this world because an independent life is obviously good, better for people in this world.
Right.
And it sets you up to be able to be Botef Ba'Hashem, which is for the next world.
Right. In other words, it means that if a person depends upon other people, it affects him in terms of his material success, because he can't can't function properly. Mm-hmm. A person that's financially dependent is also mentally dependent. You say if a person is financially dependent on somebody else, he is not free to think of ideas that will jeopardize that financial arrangement. He cannot think of ideas. His mind is limited in what he can think. He feels an internal limitation about certain ideas will be dangerous. And he can't really function in terms intellectually properly. In terms of chachma, he becomes limited. Okay, because in terms of chachma, he will have, if a person is a free thinker, then his thoughts will not necessarily conform with his financial situation. In other words, if the person that he's dependent upon will be insulted by certain thoughts that he has, he'll be limited in his ability to think freely. See? So that's why, like his son Mark Twain once said, that he has these different essays, you know, and he wrote for different newspapers, and they in the South they were having you know, lynching black people, so he wrote against these type of things, you know. So he said that people that are standing there in the crowd, you know, you have hundreds of people watching this going on. He said, do you think that all of these people really are support this, think this is a good thing? You know, people that go to, that are religious or whatever, or have regular morality, do you think that these hundreds of people standing there, if you interview each one of these people separately, not in the presence of others, would they, yes, be all, you know, so in favor of this? Or is this just like a few people that are really, everybody goes along with it? You know, so he said that really, a person, if you want to see what a person's opinions are, how a person acts, look at how he makes a living. A guy's making a living in a town, and he depends on other people to use his business, right? To patronize his business. His opinions, you'll see, will be very closely in line with those people. With his customers. Because a person makes a living in a town, he can't just come out and say, oh, we shouldn't be lynching people. I mean, this is not right. The guy would be, that's it, ostracized. Wouldn't be able to make a living. So he said you could tell a person's opinions from how he makes a living, or where he makes a living. You know? So it's the same type of thing. What he's saying is a person's ideas conform to the pressure of his financial needs. Okay. A person can't just come up with ideas that are going to go against and going to jeopardize his financial situation. So that's the thing. If a person is independent financially, he makes his own living, he can think whatever he wants. He's not worried about insulting the person supporting him. That's it. He's his own man. A person is under somebody else's care, he has to conform to their way of thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, but is it that he just can't say certain things, or you're it sounds like you're saying he can't even
entertain ideas. That's right. It's a limitation thinking.
Why wouldn't he be able to
think? If he can't say things, right? It means to say speech is just really you're carrying out your ideas. You're taking your ideas to full expression. Now you can't express those ideas. Why? Because you know, hey, I got to think about this guy. You see, now that thought, I got to worry about this guy, will limit the guy even in his own thinking. Because if a person is a free thinker, it means there's nothing impinging on him. He could, in his mind, he can envision anything. That's a free thinker. Okay, and he could say, and if he says it. You can't be a free thinker. You see, it's a limitation on being a free thinker if I know that there are certain things I better not disclose to anybody. You see, that I'm afraid to disclose to people. That poses a limitation on the mind. You see, psychologically, it makes it very difficult for a person to say, to think things that will go against his financial situation, because he may think a thought that maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't take money from this guy. You say, maybe this guy's a bad guy. The guy doesn't want to go into that area. You see, so the thing is, if a person is financially dependent, it affects the way he thinks. It limits the scope of his thought. Okay, whereas if a person is independent, is his own man, it means when he thinks, he has a freedom of thought. He feels like I'm not hampered. See, that's what means to nail alone. A person puts himself in a situation of financial dependence. That psychologically is a very powerful thing, and that means that's what he needs to survive. You see, I need this guy to survive. That makes a very powerful impression on the mind. It makes it difficult. It's not impossible. I mean, nothing's impossible. But it makes it very difficult for the person, especially if it's a need. If it's just a situation, he doesn't need this guy. In other words, if he doesn't need the guy, you see, so then he could say, okay, right now the guy's supporting me, but I don't really care. I'm not a dependent type of person. You see, internally, I don't need the guy. Oh, the guy doesn't like it. Fine, find a different job. You see, that's the attitude of a free thinker. But a guy that's afraid, that's in a situation of fear, where he feels, I need this guy, I'm dependent on this guy, that becomes very difficult to have free ideas. In that kind of situation, it's very difficult. Okay, because you're always worried, because the person knows. When he comes to a conclusion in the mind, he knows that it changes his behavior. It's impossible. A guy comes to a certain conclusion, mental conclusion, and then what? He just acts the same exact way? Very difficult. It's very difficult to hide what you really believe. It leaks out. See, if a person really believes a thing, it leaks out. That's why a person doesn't want to think about it. A person will be in a town where they are treating people a certain way, a negative way. He doesn't want to think in his mind, maybe this is unjust, because he knows. If he pursues that path of thought and decides, yes, this is an absolute injustice, the next step is he has to do something about it. He's not going to be able to hide. If he's totally dead set against that activity and he's convinced it's wrong, he can't hide it. It leaks out. He'll make a comment, a joke, and people will know it. Immediately they'll sense it. They will recognize it. See, that's why if a guy becomes a philosopher, gets certain ideas against society, immediately, right away, people know, oh, this guy, they know, you can't hide it. You know, a person changes his viewpoint, people sense it. You see, and a guy knows this. So he knows if he is afraid of insulting people, he will know in his mind, better stay away from that area. Well, I'm not going to be able to. They're going to find out. See, so even your own thoughts, a guy knows enough to know this is dangerous to think about this, he won't do it. That's what Russian means. If the financial dependence affects you in this world, it limits your abilities in this world, but it really limits your abilities in Chachma too.
It's good to be a shepherd.
What's that, good to be a shepherd? But Yichya in terms of Chachma too. Yeah,
I apologize if I missed this. And he said, but according to the Rambam, he's saying, right?